This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
Every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
How long have you been thinking about this?
Put moron number two on the phone.
32 seconds.
Oh. What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Every single Apple device. Update available. Update. Bugger off with your updates. I just need to be able to ring someone. Yeah. I'll tell you what we've got coming up, Matt Rowell. One of the stars of the comp. And a very good boy. I sat next to him at a dinner. Oh. Very polite and nicely bred young man.
And another star.
Oh, who's that? Back end.
Graeme Myers.
Hey, Graeme Myers.
Thank you very much.
And he is a bloody star.
He's a good
premiership player, of course.
Exactly.
So that's coming up. I think there's a bit of topics. Can I be Brownless again?
Oh.
Jeez, I need to get to the meetings. So that's and of course Guernsey cash, 10 grand.
What are we doing?
And then a bit later on, sucked in fat, which I'm looking forward to as well. So, nice looking show.
Oh, very much indeed, Jim. Mm. Just that phono. We ran through that, have we?
Just not quite. No. Get there with that one.
Yes. Oh, great to be with you. I'm up and about footy tonight. Looking forward to that.
Melbourne and the Lions. Yeah. Who wins that?
Well, I'll tell you in a minute after I talk to our great friend, Ryan.
From in summing up, it's the Constitution, it's Mabo, it's justice, yeah. It's law, it's the vibe, and no, that's it, it's the vibe.
Released
Dennis DeNudo.
This week in 1997, one of the all times, the castle.
If you haven't watched it for a while, do yourself a favour to quote Molly Meldrum. Magnificent show.
27 years ago.
Mm. Yeah.
What would you call it? That show.
The Castle, which is what everyone calls it.
The Castle.
But then you call it Castlemaine.
Yes.
When it should be Castlemaine.
Newcastle and Castlemaine.
So work that out.
Well, I can't work out. Well,
that's Fogarty and Fogarty.
Yes.
Spelled exactly the same way.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Footy tonight, Jim.
All right, come on.
Melbourne second on the ladder. 4-1 take on Brisbane. 13th on the ladder, 1-3. But it is Lachie Neale's 250th. What a star he's been.
Brilliant.
And we saw Danaher kick 5 last week. Hip. Wood even got some goals. He kicked 3, so no change.
Mm-hmm.
But there is one change for the Demons.
Colton. Tolstrup.
How do you say it?
Apparently the H comes out. We were told last night, the Amori, who does all the research at Talking Footy, said Colton Tolstrup.
That's right. And speaking of Colton, we heard from his mum.
Okay, you going to do a rappy opener?
No, stuff it.
Move past.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
I'm playing tomorrow night.
Oh,
no, I am. I'm not even.
Oh, cool. You're joking. Oh, my God. Well, that means I need to.
I'm going to get on the road, so.
I've got to get some flights.
Yeah.
I've
got to get a hair done.
Oh, I have my hair done. When's the game?
Tomorrow night. Mum, yeah, you're
by yourself?
No, you're you're on camera.
I think I swore.
No. Yeah,
okay, we can
make
it out.
Oh, now, that's funny.
Mm. How far?
So it's 7 hours and 40 minutes in a car to get to Perth and fly for 4.5 hours to get to Melbourne to watch a young bloke debut.
How's she going to get her hair done? She got to get an appointment.
I think because my mum and dad live in, she's going to have to. My mum and dad live in Albany, which is probably the nearest big town to Esperance, a bit further west. I think, you can drive to Albany and get a small plane to Perth. So that's probably what they did.
Wow.
But how exciting.
Well done. And good luck to Colton.
Colton. He's in Carlton,
he's
but
taken
Colton.
He's taken the H from the last name and put it in the first.
Colton. Hey, Rab.
Yes?
Time for a rappy.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Oh, now. For a tortilla. I'm sorry. A rap.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Who does Biden think he is? Tom Cruise or something up there with the aviators on?
Come on, Kazansky in the second one.
Come on, Joe.
Come on, Joe.
I think he forgot he had him on.
Jolton Joe.
The Sydney are very happy, third on the ladder, going beautifully, and just signed up Errol Goulden. For another 4 years.
What about Errol?
Harold.
Did you catch up with this?
He said he got approached.
Turned down a 10-year-er.
Why would you do
that? But when I was told that by the boys in at Talking Field, I said, right, so that came out of his management. He said, no, that came out of him.
Oh, yeah. Right.
He himself said, I've turned down a 10-year-er.
Well, he is that good.
He bloody hope he's good.
I tell you what, good news at North Melbourne and for you, Jim.
Yes.
North Melbourne in deep discussions on a long-term deal for in-form ruckman Tristan
Luke Davies Jr.
No, Cherry.
And our man Zoo.
No, Cherry. Tristan Cherry. Cherry. Jim. He's been good.
Got another year to run still.
But he's been good in the ruck, hasn't he?
LDU and Zaha. They're the two I want to see signed ASAP.
What about Tristan?
I hear things are going well.
What about Tristan?
Tristan's fine, but on the scale of importance to sign,
right.
I'm putting LDU at number one and our man the Zoo narrowly at two.
Where's old Trissy then?
He's already there, Bill.
All right, Jim. Basketball, the Australian Boomers have announced a 22-strong roster for the Olympics, Jim. Paris Olympics.
All right.
Looking forward to that. Some mixture of local NBL players, including Chris Golding.
Gold.
He's in the roster.
Yep.
Jack McVay. Who won the game for the Tassie side?
The Jackies.
Matthew Dellavedova.
Matty Dellavedova.
That's it.
Him. Jim.
And then all the other boys that are playing overseas. So
right, all the other boys.
Yeah.
No Ben Simmons, though.
Oh, thank you, Raps. It's Jock Landale's in the squad.
Have you on it?
No, he's not in there. The Great Barrier Reef is. Doo-wop Reef.
Yeah, he is. Oh, Josh good. Giddy, Paddy Mills, Dante Exum.
Yes.
His dad's sexual. also, great news for Chris Golding.
Oh, no. What is that?
He signed on for another 3 years, Chris Golding.
What, with United?
3 years.
Of course he has.
He just got through this
money
year
man.
With the back. I know, he's a star and we love him.
Yeah.
Geez, he'd be signing that if they threw a 3 year at you.
Magnificent. We love
golf. When does the Masters actually
late
start?
Late Thursday night, early Friday morning.
Well, that'd be Thursday night tonight.
Any of our mob, any hope?
Jasper Stubbs is a.
Stubbsy?
He's on at 11 p.m., Stubbsy. And then Minwoo's on at 12:06, Jim. There you go.
Get a little jab into that finger and just get on with it.
Come on. Brooks Koepka.
Yeah, I love Brooks Koepka.
Who tied second at last year's Masters.
Have you watched, I know you have, Raps, the Full Swing on Netflix.
It's amazing.
Is it good?
Brooks is the best.
Well.
Full swag.
Have a listen to this, Jim.
Yes.
He was asked if hitting a 59 at Augusta was an achievement this week by a journalist, and his response was perfect.
It sounds like the course is already pretty dialed this week, but under softer or sort of optimal scoring conditions, do you think 59 is obtainable on this golf course?
Have you played here?
Not yet.
Yeah, I could tell by the question.
Oh, bang.
He doesn't miss him.
No, no.
He does not care.
The current course record at Augusta is 63.
Yeah.
Do you know who hit that?
Shark.
And Nick Price and the Shark. Mm. Exactly right.
Yep.
And did you hear what the Shark said when he arrived yesterday?
What did he say?
The boss is here.
Did he?
He did not.
He did.
That when the Shark shot that 63, it was in the 80s. I don't know what year.
Use that big wood?
That's the... off the probably had it. Probably had it in the bag. I'm not sure whether he pulled it out. But that was, I think, like the fourth birdie in a row. And the big Yank commentator said, "We got to clear the waters. There's a shark attack." And I was like, "He's been working on that commentator for 12 months."
That's like,
I love the boss.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Bigger boat, you reckon?
It's Melbourne Storm at home tomorrow. They take on the Bulldogs, and you have a present for the Rush Hour family.
What about this? Five double passes to see our Melbourne Storm take on the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs Friday the 12th of April. That's tomorrow night, 6 p.m. So if you want those five doubles, give us a call right now. 1-333-53. Friday night footy is back at Amy Park. Don't miss any of the action when the Melbourne Storm take on the Bulldogs. Kids go free, so bring the whole family. Kick off 6 p.m., but call right now.
Double
each. 1-333-53. Five double passes.
Wow.
Going to the first five calls here.
I like it. All right.
Matt Rowell's coming up next. Do you remember what happened last time?
No, what happened?
Well, have a listen.
Tell us what life's like for you away from the footy club. What are you doing? We all see it as a holiday destination. The sun shines all the time. The beaches are great and everything. But when you're living there permanently, how are you finding it? What do you do?
Hey, boys. Sorry, we've got our review in about 30 seconds.
Right.
I'm actually just going to have to...
take the phone in there and just hand it around.
He's not happy.
We'll hear
with
from Stewie Jew.
That's a shit question you asked. I knew it was a terrible question.
I'm actually sorry. I'm going to have to quickly jump off and get in there.
Right, Rowler. He abandoned ship.
I know. Rowler. We had to go into the meeting.
No.
Good man, big shorts.
He said that's the worst question. You wouldn't believe it, Dimmer, what Jim asked me. The worst question
you
in the
said
world.
That.
I did.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What do you do when you think, Bill?
Well, he doesn't think.
I don't know what I do, to be honest. The Gold Coast Suns are absolutely flying off the back of the form of this man. It's Matty Rao.
Left-handed handball to Matt Rao. Turns, side on goal. Matt Rao goes, bang!
Wow. Did really well to Rao. How good is this man? He's left foot from 55. I'll tell you what, this will bring the house down.
Hey!
Have a little hand pass of roses. Little give to Rao. Kick around the body from 25 as he put it through. Matty Rao.
Star Bill, we know
yes,
it.
We do.
Go that high in the draft. You're blissfully talented, but he's backing it up with what he's doing on the field. Welcome to you, Rowler.
Hey, boys. Thanks for having me.
We just played the last time we had you on. We had to go into a team meeting and you cut us short.
Oh, yeah. I stuffed that one. The timing wasn't great, so sorry about that. I'll try and redeem myself.
No, it was an ordinary question from Jim.
It was
Jim,
a great question.
And understandable.
Rowler and I are mates, by the way. We sat at, didn't we? Sat at a function not long ago.
Yeah, we had a bit of dinner. We had a nice steak, didn't we?
Funny oath we did. It was funny because it was late.
What's this for?
The Suns came to town.
Oh, yes.
And they met with all the different media outlets.
Yeah.
So we sat down at the Graham Hotel in Port Melbourne, which is beautiful, by the way.
Right,
and I came in late because I was at Buddy Tubbs golf day.
Well, you have
Brian missed it as well.
Yeah, Brian
was supposed to sit next to me.
Yeah, that's it. So I sat next to
Brian.
Oh,
boy.
Oh, no, Brian. I don't know what happened to Brian.
He would have been on a podcast.
I was doing a panel for Tub. Anyway, I sat down. I'm listening to Dougie Evans. He finishes.
Yes.
And Rowler turns around to me and says, "How you going anyway?" And we had a bloody good night, didn't we?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. We had some good chats.
Noah Anderson was there. Lacocious was there.
Took? Where's Took?
Benny King was there. Took was down the other end.
Took was down the other end. You wanted to be down our end.
Exactly.
We were the Hollywood end of the table.
We get him on a bit and we like Took.
No,
yeah, he's a good man. He's a good man.
Now, Rowler, I know I've been trying to bloody prize this vision out of Noah Anderson.
What's that?
And I can't. What am I talking about?
Oh, what happened?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. You're talking down about the cricket down in Brunswick when we had a bit of a break, some of us boys, 4-day break. This was talked about at the dinner, and yeah, we just played teams, you know, a bit of backyard cricket. It was built up a bit, and I didn't perform, and it was a shocking day for me.
So what they did, they set the phone up,
yes,
to be the third umpire.
Oh, good.
So that was from behind.
So it's in the backyard.
Yeah.
We had the tripod set up behind, and yeah, it was. I think it was 4v3. We were a team of three, and Terrible batting performance from myself, bowling as well. I think only took one wicket for the day, but yeah, it was a bit of vision, and it's not great looking back on it. It was bad sportsmanship.
Rowler,
it
is superb, is what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know who the bowler was.
I think it was Lacocious.
He's got strangled down the leg side.
Yeah.
And
I never go out that way either.
He's still not happy with it.
Yeah. He got caught down the
Sounds
leg
like
side
Travis
and a bloody
head.
Good catch
Travis
too.
Head.
No gloves or anything. Yeah. He's caught down the leg side. So the boys are going off tap. They're running around.
Got him.
And Rowler's looking at the ground. And
right in my face. They're up in my grill.
They were in his grill giving it to him. And after about 4 seconds...
Yeah.
He's got the wand just cleaned all three up.
It wasn't good. It wasn't good. You know, I know it wasn't good, but it was. I was angry. I was very angry. I couldn't believe it.
I loved it.
Worst way to go.
We've all played backyard cricket, and that's part of the thing. You can't be dismissed without the timber getting
smashed. It just shows you value your wicket. I like that. Now, the other thing, speaking of vision,
yes,
Matt. The grass.
Yeah.
Now, what is going on there? Do you actually like grass? Do you eat grass? Or is it, what is that all about, please?
It was all about, you know, just feeling connected with the turf, you know. You know, a bit of taste, bit of feel, you know. I'd go out there barefoot, feel the grass between my toes, have a bit in the mouth, you know. Look around, just, I don't know, get a sense of the atmosphere. Yeah, the taste was a bit of an old one, but I chew it a bit and I don't know, it was just something I was kind of trying and did throughout last year yeah, then the cameras got me munching on it. So yeah, but yeah, that's all it was really.
It does. Would have come out
going beautifully. By the way, I lowered your colours to the Giants, and there's no.
It was a good game.
No shame in that. Very good game. Bloody outstanding side, but kicked a goal at 26-19 contested. Your own footy's going beautifully.
Yeah, feeling good individually. Loving the role that I'm able to play as part of the team, and I feel like we're playing some good footy, and I'm really enjoying my footy at the moment. Yeah,
it was a good good game. Anderson was good, Rao was good, and Took. But yep. I tell you what, some young boys. Mac Andrew, he had a very very good game, and so did Flanders.
They both had really good games. Mac's a great player to watch. Yeah, he reads the ball really well and just goes for it. He's got those big long arms, long levers, and he just plucks them out of the air, and good on ground level for a big fella too. So, really important play for us, and I think he can have a good year. And Sammy Flanders too went down back and had a good impact. He's good with the footy, so getting the ball in his hands is always good.
All right, we're going to have a little break. We've got to ask about Dimmer.
Dimmer.
The three-time premiership superstar coach. He's just gone up there and straightened things out a touch.
He has.
More with Gold Coast Suns star Matt Rao next on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
He was about to walk out with his headphones on. No, and they were going to go twang.
Gold Coast Suns superstar Matt Rao has stuck around. By the way, JB, this weekend is also the Suns' annual round to Rise Up, where they aim to raise $30,000 for their charity partner, Rise Up, to help bring awareness to family and domestic violence.
I like it. Matty Rao is a star now. How's Dimmer going? The champ? Has he narrowed those eyes at you yet, Rao? Have you had a bit of a spray from him?
He's been good. I don't think I've got any his worst spray yet. I think we're still waiting for that. I think we know that he can give a good one. So, he hasn't given his best yet. I don't think, but he's been good.
Oh, stand by. Hey, why are you nicknamed Diesel at the club?
It's a funny one. I was getting a. In pre-season this year, I was getting a new car delivered up. And I got my other one traded in. Yes. So I was waiting for my new one to get here. And in the meantime, we're partners with Sixth, who are these cars. Yeah.
Yep.
And so I said, would I be able to drive that around for a few weeks just while my new car's coming? Yep, no worries. Thanks, they were great about it. Anyway, I ended up needing to get some petrol about a week in.
Oh, no.
And I just assumed that, probably unleaded. so I chuck in about, a full tank's worth of unleaded.
Oh,
I get it and I drive around, no worries. And then I'm actually picking up one of my sisters from the airport 1 week and the car starts going. And I go, oh, crap, what's happened here? Oh. And I have a good look at the keys and everything. I go, and I see it's Diesel.
Oh,
I fully stuffed the engine, I think. And So that's why I'm called Diesel.
Oh, I love that. I've done that myself. The only difference between you and me is I actually didn't drive. I realised halfway through that I'd put the wrong petrol
in
there.
It's
bloody expensive.
I would have loved to realise that.
Yeah. Well, they've got a big sticker saying Diesel on the cap.
I think we're all aware of that.
Well, why would you do it?
Was it a full tank because it was a big Land Cruiser. Yeah. Then I had to get it towed to Toyota and then they had to bloody pump it out. It was about $580 later, Rao.
Yeah, I was the same. I had to get the towing bloke out as well.
Tell me, lots of good young mids we were just talking about, a few of the young boys that have come through and started playing. Mm. Now, it's important that they're good, Matty, because you want to play well, but you don't want them to be that good that you get eased out somewhere.
Yeah, I know. Well, there's some good talent coming through, so I'm feeling a bit nervous. I think it's a good thing, though, for the club that, the young boys are coming through and pushing for games. It puts everyone on high alert and making sure that you're playing well. So I think it's a really good thing.
So the boys that started on the weekend, talk us through a couple of them. Who impressed you?
I thought Sam Closey was really good out on the wing. Showed some good composure out there with the ball in hand. Will Graham, who was in the midfield with me, really pretty hardened body for his age and really strong in there. I thought he was good. Ethan Reed, since he's come in, is is good, you know, playing up forward and a bit of ruck. I thought he was good. I thought all the boys that had their first games stood up really well.
Ethan Reed, 202 centimetres, Jim, and can run. Hey, what the great thing is there, Sam Flanders and Humphreys are both from Maui. How good's that? Yep. Both been good players. Manny Galagotis there, the president of Maui, done a good job there.
Bernard Vince.
Exactly.
Played.
Hey, I tell you what else, a lot of the blokes seem to be signing on for the Swans up there, which is a great...
And even the Suns too.
Even the Suns too, Matty.
Yeah, the Swannies. Yeah, everyone's signing on. I think they're all happy to be here, which is a good sign of how things are, I think. We're all loving our footy up here. It's good.
Resident of Burley.
Yes.
So you just wander into the Pav every now and then, Rowler, just
a gold
see
ticket.
If there's a spot for you.
Yes, yeah, the Pav is a good little watering hole. So, Burley Heads, it's a good spot. A lot of the boys are around that area, so we do like it around there. It's nice.
The coach is around there too, so you wouldn't want to just be sidling up and Dimmer walks in.
Yeah, I know. He's always out walking the dog as well, so he's always on watch a bit, so you never know.
If he knocks on the door with a dog, probably don't accept it.
That wasn't him. That was Clarko.
That was Clarko. And, yeah. Grant Birchall, so totally different.
You've had two good questions in a row, Bill.
In a row? Well, I'll give him another good one. Who do you live with?
I live with Jack Lukosius. He bought a house in Valley Head, so I said, I'll come in with you, so... It's been good.
Any rent?
Yes.
Yeah, no, there's a bit of rent. He's putting in a pool soon too, which would be nice. So the rent might go up. But,
overpaying Lukosius
and underpaying our boy.
Yeah, exactly. What the hell's going on?
Is he laconic at home like he is on the ground?
Yes. He's very much like that. Pretty relaxed sort of bloke. He's very relaxed.
And your body, after you had shoulder issues and knee issues and all the stuff that held you back, you look like you're running on top of the ground.
Yeah, body's feeling good. Been able to play a few years now of full seasons and full pre-season. So body's feeling good, feeling fit, which is great.
All right, mate. Hawks at home. Yes. And what else do we need to let everyone know about this game, please, Rabbits?
It's the Rise Up game, so they want to raise awareness and $30,000 for their charity partner, Rise Up, to help bring awareness to family and domestic violence. This is the main game on Triple M Melbourne as well, and it's the main game on Channel 7 too, I believe.
It is, bloody oath it is.
Beautiful. Good
game. Big stage for you, Matty Rowell.
Yeah, Channel 7 game, that's nice. It'll be good. Looking forward to the Hawks game. Should be a good game.
Well done, Diesel.
All right, mate. We love everything you're doing. It's good to catch up and nice you didn't have a team meeting, so you could give us the full interview.
Yeah, that was nice. I think I redeemed myself. Thanks for having me, boys.
Well done.
On your Matty.
Matty Rowell, Gold Coast Suns superstar on the Rush Hour. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So we say sorry.
Oh, no. You're already apologising.
We are this one, Jim.
Oh, no. Now, I'll tell you what we're doing here, Fat.
Connection?
A round table.
A round table.
1-3-3-5-3, and you are starting.
Well, we've done it before, and it's very popular because we're all getting old, including you.
No.
So, 1-3-3-5-3, hence.
Hence.
You know you're getting old when.
Righto. Mm-hmm.
You know you're getting old when, and I did this 2 nights ago, Jim.
Yes.
I got a magnificent park out the front of my unit.
The Rockstar.
Yes, right there, bang. Yes. And I had to do something that night, and I said, I'm not going because I've got a good park. I've got the best park.
So you didn't use your car because of the quality of the park you had?
There was no way I was moving that car because I had the best park ever right out the front. So I said to myself, oh, you're getting old, Fat. Righto. Raps?
Raps?
I went to a gig the other week. It's probably sacrilegious saying this at Triple M.
Yep.
And I left with... one song to go so I could beat the traffic and get home early.
Yeah.
No. There's too many people leaving after the gig. Yeah. I wanted to get home early.
I did that at Bruce Springsteen at Amy Park. Well, for a start, it wasn't his best. I've seen him a few times, and so I got annoyed.
Yeah.
Played an hour of songs I'd never heard of before, and I'm a pretty decent fan. But secondly, I said to Lise, if we go now, we're going to beat everyone.
Yeah. it was Mushroom 30 poor. For me, and I missed Mark Seymour. Yep. And I've seen Mark Seymour about 20 times. I didn't regret it.
But you're getting old.
I am getting old.
You know you're getting old. Yes. And this wasn't me. This is someone ahead of me. Mm. I'm trying to pick up a parcel from the post office.
Yes.
and they're cashing out all their vouchers. This old bloke. I'm like, come on, Grandpa. Not now. I've just got to hand this over and take my parcel and keep going. And he opens up this little zip thing and he starts handing these vouchers over.
When they get petrol.
Don't let me ever get to that. Don't let me ever get to that. All right, exactly, what are we giving away, Rubsy?
$100 grilled voucher. By the way, score 2-for-1 burgers at Grilled every Monday after your Aussie Rules or rugby league team wins this season. Head to grilled.com.au for details and to sign up. If you're a Geelong fan, you're flying. Every Monday you've got free burgers at the moment.
It's 2-for-1.
Magnificent grill, by the way.
Oh, lovely.
Healthy as well. Mm-hmm. All right, 133353. Ring us now. You know you're getting old, Wentz.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I was sweating like a...
sweaty man.
Yeah, sweaty
you
man.
Were. I'll finish that for you, Bill.
Thank you, Jim.
Right now, 133353, we're asking, you know you're getting old when, Bill?
I still haven't recovered from that stupid smoke out on the ground.
Or the wine.
No, they're still running. Jace is in Colac. Hello, Jace.
Jace.
G'day, gentlemen. How are we going?
You know you're getting old when?
Well, I know I'm getting old when I'm coaching kids of kids I used to coach 20 years ago.
Yes. Good on you, by the way. Still on the tools.
Who's that with, Jace? What team?
Oh, just tennis coaching, coach kids. So it's good fun, yeah. I go to school with your dad, and they go, you're that old. So that confirms it.
Coaching kids of kids.
I know. Well good. Done. Stay there. Renee in Roeville.
Hello, Renee.
Hi. How you going, guys?
You know you're getting old when?
When a music festival notifies you at the very last minute that you can't actually bring your chairs, so you're actually considering not going because you're going to have to. And it's a standing only event now.
Oh, too long to stand up.
Yeah, this weekend Lookout Festival, they've done it.
Lookout Festival. Where's that, Renee?
Down at Mornington.
Oh, right.
Mornington Racecourse. Yes. Yeah.
Incubus might be playing.
They are.
Yeah, Incubus Live, not Matchbox 20, sorry. Eskimo Joe, Birds of Tokyo, pretty good lineup. So
very
I'm still
good.
Going.
Eskimo Joe,
still going.
Oh, we're in today.
Yeah.
You can take one of those sort of walking stick spike things, Renee, that then fold out to be a little seat.
We all thought about taking Zimmer frames with us and just saying, we're all old. We need something to sit on.
I remember an umpire. I played in a game, junior game, where an umpire sat on one of those.
No, he was umpire.
I said to him, don't you reckon that's half an indication that you might be a bit old to be doing the job? Literally sitting at square leg. Adam at Hillside. Hello, Ads.
Ads.
How you going, boys?
Good, Ads. What have you got for us?
Well, Bill, you'll appreciate this. I walked out of a pub the other night when they put away the glass schooners and brought out the plastic.
Oh, do that no. The creamy? No, you do not. That's sacrilege.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. Makes the beer taste horrible.
Mate, you can't drink out of plastic cups. No.
Well, only if you're outside. What if you're outside on the curb?
Well, you don't drink out there, Jim, in the beer
some
garden.
Places you do.
Well, no.
Area?
It's got to be glass.
Mm. All
gotta
right.
Got to be glass. Wow.
Stay there, Ads. Yeah. Willis is in Bendigo. Will?
Hi. G'day. How you going?
You know you're getting old? Will?
Yeah, now I'll get them old. When it's round one of footy, you're running up for the first 5 minutes and you ping your calf.
Oh, no.
We talked to Joe Weston about this
exactly
last night. Salias? Salias is the tendon middle. We had this discussion. That's when you know you're getting old, when you start pinging that.
So you did it, Will. Did you round one, ran out and went bang?
Round one, first 5 minutes, swap in the ruck, flexus, digit, torus, longus, or whatever they call it.
Yes.
Gone.
They're a bastard of a thing to get rid of, too.
Oh, yeah, no shaking it.
All right, we'll stay there. Tiny.
Tiny.
Lang Warren.
Hey. How you going?
You'd be a big
time
bloke.
Caller.
A first-time caller.
Yeah, I've done a meniscus tear again. They said every 10 years. Done another one the right knee again.
How long ago did you do the last one?
10 years ago.
Oh, 10. Righto.
Yeah, getting old.
Are you tiny, tiny?
Tiny, tiny.
No, are you tiny, as in small, or are you a big bloke?
No, I'm tall. Yeah, yep, tall, like, big bloke.
Like
yeah.
A redhead, tall, bluey bullets.
Hard worker.
Yeah, hard worker.
Well, what else do you do, tiny? How many kids in there?
Work for a tree company.
Chop down
oldest
a few?
Oldest one there, yep. You're family
an,
age.
Tree
an,
company.
An arborist, Jimmy.
Arborist, yeah.
How many kids?
I've got two kids.
Are they tiny, or are they...
No, they're tall too.
They're good.
Oh, my God. Anyone else, Robert?
Where are we going?
Stay there, Tiny.
We've got Joel from Tooradin to wrap us up.
Joel.
G'day, fellas. How are you?
Good, Joel. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Not bad at all.
You know you're getting old, Jolly.
It's the sound effects that your body starts making, especially picking yourself up out of the camping chair to get to the esky.
Oh, yeah.
The sound, right?
So what sort of noises are we getting?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Not farts, Bill.
Well, I didn't know what he said. Sorry, Joel. The noises you make, getting out of a chair, getting into the sleeping bag.
Bending down and picking your golf ball up off the out of the hole.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes. All right. I like all of them.
Do you?
Where are you going, Fat?
Well, I think we might have to go with Renee.
Yeah, Renee. I
no
love
chair.
That. No
she's,
chair at
she's
the festival.
About not going
now she's thinking about not going.
Well, you got yourself a $100 grilled voucher, Renee.
That's awesome. Thanks, guys. Love you.
Well done. And Jace Colac.
Oh, by the way, you score 2-for-1 burgers at Grilled every Monday after your Aussie Rules or
Rugby League
team wins this season. Head to grill.com.au for details and sign up.
And Jace is magnificent. He's teaching tennis.
Yes, kids of kids.
Kids of kids. He's already coached. Jace.
Well done, Jace.
Guys. You got yourself $150 Dasher and Fisher Tasmanian Gin voucher. Oh,
Jace.
Oh, thank you.
Enjoy that.
Good work.
We met Wayno yesterday from the company. Head to dasherandfisher.com.au. Use the code RUSHHOUR for your 25% discount today. Drink responsibly. By the way, Jim, they are the gin of Live Golf.
Jim, they're the gin. I'm looking forward to that in a couple of weeks' time. All right. Fat, not bad, but that's a joint effort.
I know. I'm happy with the round table discussion. I like that. We all were part of that. Even you, button pusher.
Thank you, Bill.
Button pusher.
Word demolisher.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I can't do this for much longer. I honestly can't.
Ford are massive supporters of your football club, and they're massive supporters of the Rush Hour as well, thanks to the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle.
Been a sponsor for 99 years. Mm-hmm. That is unbelievable. The biggest in sport and car vehicles.
What about the Ranger, Bill?
What about the Ranger? Yes, the Volks, LS, XLT, the Sport, the Wild Track, Platinum, Raptor.
I tell you what else, Jim. It's evolved from a work vehicle every day into an essential.
It's the same thing.
One line.
Essential part of Aussie life.
It's a very cool truck.
Exactly. Maybe catering to tradies, families, office workers, and adventure seekers.
Why don't you tell us about the Pro Power Onboard 3 function just down the bottom there?
I can't read it.
Ranger?
Yeah.
PHEV.
Pure electric driving.
It enables tradies to power their tools and adventurers light up campsites when off road. How good's that?
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. When next time I go camping, which will be never
because you prefer to just go sit in the tab. Wouldn't you rather be driving the number one selling vehicle, the Ford Ranger? Discover it for yourself at your local Ford dealer.
So 133-53 is the number. They already know. It's appointment setting. Mate, they already know.
It's 10 grand.
10K.
How else do you get 10 grand?
Guernsey cash. If you know your players and numbers, ring us now. $10,000 on the line, and we have given two of them away.
Yes.
So it's not like you can't win it.
No. No, it is extremely winnable. Chicken small horns on the one today. No.
Oh, come on.
It's getting harder.
It's getting harder. And senior.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We are first with the news, and it's always correct.
Yep.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Triple M. Guernsey cash, 10 grand.
10.
Who have we got playing here? Kyle.
Kyle.
From Cranbourne. Hello, Kyle.
Kyle.
Hang on, that's great.
Kyle.
Hello, Kyle. You're there.
Hello, Kyle. Welcome. Yeah,
well, we got there.
We are. What do you do?
Plumber, mate. Plumbing away.
A lot of tradies.
Oh, lots of tradies.
And you're barrack for Carlton?
Yeah, my Mad Blue supporter.
Good be happy. Kyle, the way things are going?
Yeah, not too bad so far. So,
kissed on the prune on the weekend. You'll take that, but things fell your way late.
Yes. Very true, very true.
If you won 10K, what would you do with a car?
Keep the missus happy, mate. Try and take her to Japan, I reckon.
Oh, nice. I'd love to go to Japan.
Everyone's going to Japan.
It's a bit of the phase at the moment, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
Nicely. All right, now, we'll get the T's and C's ready for you because you need to understand the rules behind this thing, Kyle.
30 seconds on the clock there, Kyle. We'll read out a current or former AFL player and their team. You need to tell us which number they wore for that team. Some players have worn multiple numbers for the club. You can pass. We'll come back if there is time.
What's that? Giggling at now, Kyle.
We have to accept your first answer.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, we'll get all 10 Guernsey numbers correct and you win $10,000. We might double it if you don't swear.
And
the time starts soon.
Sorry,
as JB reads out.
The word didn't come out.
No.
Sorry.
Just numbers. That's all. No words, just numbers, please, Kyle.
Right, your time starts as soon as JB says the first name, mate.
All right. You ready for us?
Yep.
Here we go. Mitch Lewis Hawthorne.
3.
Anthony McDonald Tippin Woody Essendon.
D2.
Bailey Scott North Melbourne.
Pass.
Aiden Corr GWS.
14.
Rhys Conker Richmond.
Oh. 11.
Jaden Hunt West Coast.
5.
Jason Cloak Collingwood.
Pass.
Lewis Jetta Sydney.
32.
Wayne Malira, Adelaide.
10.
Barry Hall, Western Bulldogs.
Oh, 28.
Oh, so
you're as bad as good. You went as well as what you actually said. You dropped. You are hopeless. He got two, Jim. Two we got. Mitch Lewis has actually got three numbers at Hawthorn. Yes. And you didn't get one of them.
Get any of them.
Oh, he's number 2, number 8, number 39. And then you got Tip and Woody wrong, and then you passed on Bailey Scott. Aiden Corr was number 35, not 14. Rhys Conker was number 30, not 11. You got Jaden Hunt. Well done. You got one right there. Well done.
Hey, Kylo.
Yes.
Are you a golfer?
Yes. Can be.
Oh, let me tell you, we got some balls to give yes. to you. The brand new TaylorMade TP5 and TP5X. The Masters starts at the end of the week. They're the ones that Rory plays and DJ, Colin, yes. Morikawa, all the big boys, thanks to the magnificent company that is TaylorMade.
Yeah, we love them.
They're coming your way.
And Carl, stick to plumbing.
Yeah.
You can swear out there.
I can't even do that, mate.
Hey, by the way, the days of sacrificing distance for spin are over thanks to the all-new TP5 and TP5X golf balls by TaylorMade. Superior spin, unrelenting distance.
10 to 15 metres extra. Now, when we say Anthony McDonald, Tip and Woody, we, of course, think of this. Anthony McDonald, Tip and Woody. 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 That's my favourite bit.
Good. He's playing with somewhere. Kicked 3 goals on the weekend.
Or somewhere.
He's playing somewhere. Well, someone will tell us. Ring
gone
in.
Back to the Northern Territory or
no.
Down here?
Locally here somewhere. Nice. What about Zoe just sent through? Equal worst of all time. Good work, Zoe. Poor old Kyle.
Kylo, yeah. You need to be better than that.
Exactly.
I saw our man last night from yesterday. Were we running late?
Yep.
No. Right. Who? Our competitor from
Ado.
He came bowling up to me and said, sorry about that. I wasn't very good.
I think he's equal worst of all time too. Poor old Ado.
Come on, boys.
Another chance to win 10K coming up tomorrow. Hey, sure. I'll tell you in this song, Phil.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Why weren't you there?
Unlike you.
Why didn't you get invited?
I don't go to other people's reunions. All right, I've got some traffic party in just a sec.
Oh, yes, please. Yeah,
but before we do, sucked in.
Why?
Well, you're about to tell us.
This happened the other night. I've got a nice little routine worked out in the hood, Jim, okay? Yeah. So I go down to the bot.
Yes.
I have a pint, just between 4 and 7. That's happy hour, so I make sure I get myself a pint. And then I order some Thai from just down the road, nice little Thai place there.
Mm-hmm, yes.
So then I have another pint, and by the time I've finished that second pint, I walk along and get my pickup my Thai.
Yes.
So I go up there and only a little meal for fat the other
night.
Right,
just fat alone.
Alone. Yes. And a little meal. Mm. 4 spring rolls, but the little ones.
Yes.
4 spring rolls.
The little ones.
4 chicken satay and small rice.
Skewers.
Skewers. Yes. Oh, I love them. How good are they?
Well, with the yellow sauce?
Peanut sauce. Peanut sauce. I get a bit extra.
Right.
A peanut sauce and the springies and also the little rice.
That's it.
So
that's all you eat for dinner.
That's it for dinner. I've had a couple of pints, so I'm just beautiful.
That's not enough for dinner.
Yes, it is. So
where's the vegetables?
Pad Thai.
Shut up. I'm eating it. You're not eating it. And you're not eating
That's
it.
That's not
Shut
enough
up.
For old fat.
Yes, it is.
Right.
So I walk out. Yes. And, and she goes, $46. I go, I didn't think about that, Jim. I just pulled out a pineapple, nice little crispy pineapple, and I said, keep the change, Dale. Keep the change, which was nice.
Like a fitty. Just handed that over.
$4 a tip. Anyway.
$4 tip.
Well,
oh, generous fat.
Wait.
Keep the change.
I'm walking downstairs at this Thai joint that I go to. I haven't been back. And I think, shit, that's a lot for bloody 4 springies, 4 chicken satay, small rice. Yes. I have a look at the little ticket. $26. It only cost $26. I got
a communication mix-up, Jim.
Right. And
I thought it was 46. So I go, I've given a $24 tip. No, no, no.
Sucked in.
So I just walked. I had to go upstairs. I thought, oh, I'll let her go this time.
Oh, you so let her go.
Let her go. But I've given her a $24 tip.
For a $26 meal.
Exactly.
Sucked in.
No, well done, Fat.
Oh, well done. Now he's claiming. Oh, no.
If he hadn't walked up the stairs, would you have gone back?
Yeah, if it wasn't that walk up there, I wouldn't have.
You know what I know he did? He got outside, saw his mistake because he could see the bill.
Yeah, yeah.
And then strongly contemplated going back.
I did. Very much so. Very, very much
but
so.
But now you're saying, well done, Fat.
Well, I thought, good on you, Bill. For giving her a tip. They work hard there, and it was bloody beautiful, so well done there.
You got a tip. At least 10%. You got a tip.
Well, 10% of 26 bucks is $2.60.
It's not 24 bucks. But I'm saying that to the family.
Yeah, I know.
You got a tip.
Well,
the staff work hard in restaurants.
I know, they
you got
do.
A tip.
Yes, exactly. And it was lovely. So right. I'll go back again, but she's not getting a
you
big
traffic
tip.
Party?
Traffic party.
Oh, here we go.
Vote one for Jim's traffic party.
Now, Fat, a
yes.
couple of things I've noticed creeping in.
Oh, here we go.
That have to be stamped out. I've been lenient.
You have been. We haven't heard from you for a while.
I drove the other day down the Mornington Peninsula on the Peninsula Link.
Oh, yes.
And this happened twice.
Mm-hmm.
Bloke in the right lane. There's a freeway.
And how good is the road?
No, it's unbelievable.
It's the smoothest road.
Perfect.
Babies.
They should have made three lanes rather than two, but it's still smooth.
Did you go past the hotel?
But Fat, I went past everything.
There's a hotel there. It's not a hotel, but it's a hotel.
I think that's actually not on Peninsula Link. All right, so twice this happened.
Yeah. Yes.
Bloke doing 98 in the right lane. Now, the limit's 100.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So they do 98, so you're waiting for them to move
So
over.
You're doing 94 off
well,
two?
Just, I'm just waiting.
Yeah. 97 and a half.
To get the bastard off to the left
yes.
lane so I can get past.
Do you flash him?
Twice. No, never flashed. Finally moved aside, this bloke, so then you can go past him.
Sure.
And as you go to go past him, he speeds up to 115. Twice.
Yes,
I'm like, dingbat, if you want to drive at 115, you can stay in the right lane.
But
you only need
out.
To move over if you're doing 98.
Exactly. Get out.
Why would you do that?
Oh, yeah, good
anyway,
point.
Second one. It happens way too often where I am when there are two lanes.
Yes.
Especially given everyone in my neighbourhood's 100. and you know you're in trouble because they're all 100.
Yes.
And if you see a Honda, then you know you're in real trouble.
Volvo.
Yeah, because everyone who's over 100 drives a bloody Volvo. Under in my joint. Anyway, what happens, Fat and Rabs, is if they're not sure which lane they need to be in, they drive in the middle of the road.
No. Yeah.
So they got one tyre in the left lane and one tyre in the right lane.
Yes.
And they do it for like 200 metres until they work out which lane they need to be in before they turn.
Give them a toot.
No, they get a toot.
Oh, good.
It's an extended one too.
Yeah.
It's not just a little one. It's a full extended one. So if you're not sure,
yes.
left lane, let everyone get past
That's
and then
right.
you work it out from
exactly.
there.
Exactly. It's easy, Jim.
All right. And final one.
Oh, another one.
And the final one. And again, this probably is for my neighbourhood and maybe some older ones.
The older ones.
If you're driving along, Fat, and you're turning left, there's not a German Panzer tank facing you about to blow your car away. So just turn the corner. Fat, they get there and then they have a look and they have another look and another look. And you're sitting in the left lane going, turn the corner.
And go
there's
wide.
There's not a great big angry crocodile about to bite your head off. Anyway, so traffic party.
On notice.
Those three. Fines coming.
Geez, you got a lot of rules in that traffic.
I know. Well, if everyone abided by it,
you'd be in.
How good would our bloody road system be?
It would be a lot better.
At the moment, it's shit.
Vote one for Jim's traffic party.
There we are.
We're here.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Why have I got a real bad feeling about this?
Thanks to the Ford Ranger. Wouldn't you rather be driving Australia's number one selling vehicle, the Ford Ranger? Discover why at your local Ford dealer. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. JB and Bill, Geelong face North Melbourne at GMHBA Stadium this Sunday, 1 p.m. in front of the brand new Joel Selwood stand.
Ooh,
if you don't mind, we're joined by one of their stars, Grant Myers.
Myers hunting for it, sneaks through, in game 100. He's on the board. A little handball from Clark, ends up with Manor. Now to Myers looking for another.
Tricky one, Myers, snapping, goal!
Holds the AFL record, Fat, for goal assists in a game.
Exactly.
Yeah, sorry, in a season.
Yeah.
41.
I know, Jimmy boy.
We're star of our competition, Grant Myers, welcome to you.
James, Bill, how are we?
Hey, good, Grant. Great to speak to you because Premiership player, of course, played 100 games last year, 109 or so now, third in the best and fairest, and as you said, the goal assist record. Geez, you've had a couple of really, really good, three or four years, Grino?
Oh, well, thank you, mate. Yeah, I've been pretty
very lucky and blessed throughout my career where it's just been on that kind of gradual trajectory up, and it made some prelims in my first few years and got the games under my belt, and then the last few years kind of feel like I've taken my game to the next level personally, and then obviously the premiership to top it off, which is pretty special.
Yeah, the boy from Grovedale's done well, Jimmy boy. Mm-hmm. I know you say you're lucky, and other people might, but mate, you're nearly the best runner at the club. You're certainly in the top two or three, and you work so hard. If anyone just goes along and watches the game, watch Grind play, you work up, you work back, you work up, you work back, and that's the key to the success, isn't it, Grino?
It really is. I feel like if you do have a good work rate and the spot I do, it's very hard to be a consistent player. Yep. So if I can just try to get to as many contests and work hard for the team and be a connector in both offense and defense, it gives me the best chance to help the team each week, either it be goal assist, goals or stats, or even just some pressure acts. Just try to be there to help the team where I can.
And smart is the word I would use. IQ. I don't know if you watch Talking Footy, you should. Grind, everyone does. The rating's actually quite extraordinary. Last night, Jack Ginnivan, special guest.
Yeah.
And we went around the table to find out who Joel Selwood, Trent Cotchin, et cetera, thought had the highest footy IQ in the competition. And Jack Ginnivan said, Grian Myers. Did you hear this?
Well, I actually didn't know about that. That's probably one of the highest honours I could get. Personally, I've always tried to be one of the smarter players or try to, be good in that area of the game. So that's quite a compliment to me.
Were you smart at school, Brian?
When I put effort in, Bill, I definitely fell apart the last few years when the boys started getting a bit smart for the teachers and doing the smarter things on the weekends. But I had my fun, and when I tried, I did all right.
But that's the thing, Jim. You don't have to be launching rockets. As we know, a lot of footballers won't do that. But grind, you've got to be footy smart. There's no doubt about that. Now, you're talking about the goal assist, Jim.
Yes.
Who had the record before that was Jason Ackermanis back in 2004. And you were an Acker fan, Grino, and you're a big Lions fan, were you?
Correct, Bill. I've got some photos of when I was about 6 years to 9 years old, and every book week dress up, I was dressing up as Jason Ackermanis and had his number on my back, coincidentally. So it was pretty funny that last year it was all the rage in the media was me and Acker with the goal assist, but he was an inspiration to me growing up with the way he played, so it was pretty cool.
Have you always kicked the footy the way you do? Like, it's...
Unique.
So it is unique, and it's so anti what everyone says you've got to do to kick the ball properly, and yet you kick it better than anyone.
I wouldn't say I'm better than anyone, but I always have really kicked it that way, and every coach I've had growing up has seen it and tried to change it very quickly. But then once they watch me for a bit longer, they go, okay, it does work, and it has its own little taste to it where I can kick in different directions that other players can and can't. It's worked for me, and I found ways for the coaches to enjoy it. And obviously, when you first watch me, you're a bit like, what is he doing there? But now that I've got some games under my belt, I think people are starting to understand why I do it.
Did you do it as a kid to get more distance? Because often people swing out to the side to try and kick the ball further. Was that anything to do with it?
Yeah, that's correct. Jonathan Brown used to swing out a bit on his set shot technique. Not too much, just a little bit. And I used to copy that as a Brisbane fan, and then I turned it into something that looked nothing like that. And then my first knocker when I played AFL, I think, was Jonathan Brown about the technique. So came full circle.
Exactly. But we've seen him in the Falcons grand final.
Well, I'm going to get to that next, Fat, because it was one of the more extraordinary setups of all time.
Kicking him out of his bum.
Oh, freckle hole.
He was.
All right, more with Graham Myers after this.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What could possibly go wrong?
Well, stand by.
Grian Myers, Geelong Football Club star, has stuck around. By the way, 4-0 they've started the season. Grab your membership. Yes. Become a Cats member today, JB.
What is it? I see over 74,000.
Oh, yeah.
That is fantastic. Now, Grian Myers, I haven't been to too many, I think they're called Coats League games now. What were they called back in your day?
Just the grand final.
TAC Cup.
Yes, I haven't been to too many.
Yes.
But I went to the grand final under the roof a few years back because my nephews, Hamish and Andrew, we're playing for the Sandy Dragons.
Ooh, against the mighty Geelong Falcons.
And I'm sitting there with all the Dragons' mums and dads and obviously my brother and sister-in-law.
Who went off early.
And, they in front of me they did. Bloody oath they did. But as I'm watching this game, I did two things, Grian.
Right.
Firstly, Oscar Brownless was playing, was he not?
Yep.
Correct.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So I decided, because I saw Fat sitting about three blocks away from me,
mm-hmm.
so I decided to ring him just to see what he'd do, because I knew he was there. He didn't know I was there. Oski had just fumbled one pretty crucially.
Oh, no.
So I didn't realise that. I just rang Fat. Yeah. He's looked at his phone and then put it back in his pocket. He ghosted me, Grino.
Well deserved.
Yeah, well, but it might have been game. Because the other thing I'm doing is this little bastard.
Yeah, with the hair.
He kept kicking them from everywhere. Exactly. And I remember turning to my brother. I said, who's this little bastard? He's tearing this game to shreds. And you end up kicking seven and the Falcons got over the line.
Yeah, that was probably one of the highlights of my footy career, where I was kind of teetering on the edge of if I was going to get drafted or not. And then, don't know what happened, everything just seemed to work out on one day and the biggest moment for me where, yeah, I was kicking them from every angle, which rarely happens. So it was fantastic. It all just came together for that.
And Joel Amati, who's now star of the Swans, he was about 11 metres out on virtually no angle.
Yes.
And Grano never looked like kicking it.
Yeah, I was pretty confident when he went back.
Well, you guys went off.
Well, they were in front of me, and I remember saying to my now wife, Grandma, I said, this isn't in.
Oh, no.
He never looked like he was going to kick it.
That was an unbelievable finish, and well done to the Falcons. Hey, do you still keep notes on your teammates, Brian?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Oh, I saw your son on the weekend, actually, so he was one of my teammates then.
Yeah.
But saw James Warfel last week versus him, and Tommy McCartan all still run around the league, and then still catch up with a bunch of Grovey mates and all the boys in the GFL. So it's still a pretty special day, and we're all pretty connected one way or another.
It was that at the Blitzers, a little shinding.
Yeah, a little celebration for Blitzers 250.
Guess what Blitz had for his 250th, Jim? A nice 1990 bottle of Grange.
Oh, perfect.
Ooh. Oh, he likes his red. his red, doesn't he, Grine?
Oh, he's extremely passionate.
Hey, good winning, by the way. I was at that game in Adelaide because, not you necessarily, a bit younger, but it looked like the Cats were on vapors a bit at the end there. The last 5 or so minutes, you're out on your feet.
Yeah, we had the short turnaround, and it was just that kind of day where any time we'd get up three goals, the Dogs would just keep coming, and they made it a real foot race. I think I clocked one of the most kilometres in a game for years and years, so it just kind of showed.
How far?
It was 16.5K, I think it was, but it was just one of those games where if we turned it over, it would go 80 metres the other way and vice versa. So I think it was an entertaining game to watch. It was definitely an entertaining game to play. So it's just good footy all around, and we were very lucky, but also think we deserved the win in the end. So it was pleasing.
Yep. I was in the rooms prior. I didn't see you, Grandmas, but I was in there talking to Jezza and Brad Close. And I said to Brad Close, because he was just lurking behind, you would all be desperate for Danger to actually start playing again, because he'd be a proper pain in the ass when he's not playing. And Closey said, I actually hope we left him at home. Is he back in this week?
We're not too sure. He got through training today really well. Never across the team selection, and that's the truth. But hopefully, he's someone that's really important to our team. But he was seen on the plane, but not for the performance on the ground. I think he's doing some cashies around town last weekend. So
is he at Fat
back in Adelaide, Jim? Mm-hmm. So he's gone back there. Good on him. If you can,
a couple of paper bags,
you just take them. Gary Rowan also back. He'll play in the VFL this week, of course. Now, I want to ask you about the new grandstand, the new Joel Selwood stand, of course, completed now. Is it a lot louder? We've only played one game there, round one, and of course, round two this Sunday. But is it a lot louder out in the ground now?
Yeah, it's absolutely awesome. And last year, it even felt like the crowd was just starting to get into it a bit more, a bit more enthusiasm, a bit more rowdiness. And then now with the complete stand, it holds the noise inside. So out on the ground, it was round one, it was a close game, which probably helped. But it was really cool, and I think we'll be able to build a little fortress now down here with the 40,000 each week.
Rightio. And more opposition supporters too.
Yeah, I didn't notice that, unfortunately.
Oh, bloody oath, they were allowed. Now, what about this this Sunday, gates open at 11 a.m, mm-hmm. kids and families.
Activations?
Oh, activations, face painting, AFL playground, family fun zone, kids activities, bubbles and parachutes and photo booth, badge making, partner activations from Macca's, Dulux and K-Rock.
Lock it on the rock.
Oh, there we go. And roaming Half Cat and Claudia and Sharon at Mascots. It's all happening at GMHBA Stadium this Sunday.
Gates open at 11. Get there and watch Graeme Myers kick three and run 16Ks.
Well done, mate. You're going beautifully.
Thank you, guys. Always appreciate your time.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
When you get a bit older, you get a bit sloppier. Some of us do.
Oh, it's about to say.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself.
Hey, by the way, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival is still on until April 21. Book now at comedyfestival.com.au. And if you submit a joke for Bill to read out, and entries finish tonight, JB, at 11:59 p.m. on the Triple M website. If Bill reads your joke out, you will win tickets to the Comedy Festival. Who's today's joke?
Joke?
From the Rush Hour family.
Yes.
Sonia.
Sonia?
Yes.
Well, Sonia's joke is coming up next on the Rush
that's
Hour.
That's a hook, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Just a name.
Just a name.
It's been a bit fruity.
Yeah. Is this? Well, this one?
No, it's
no.
Not. That's why she gets a run. Right, good on
I
you.
See.
Well, Sonia?
Sonia's wholesome joke is coming up next on the Rush Hour. Triple M.
Warren.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
How is it possible that anyone can laugh at that?
Want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Triple M's Rush Hour, James Brayshaw and Billy Brown.
All right, Will Anderson tomorrow.
Billy!
Idiot file, long one.
No.
Joke from you with some fruit.
Fruity.
Family fruit.
Yes, or oh, Bill fruit.
And then Essendon and the Western Bulldogs.
Big game, that one.
Important game.
Important game.
All right, so...
Matt Rowell and Graeme Myers.
Matt Rowell. Well,
Matt Rowell.
You don't get any better. Mm-hmm. Two young stars of the game.
Exactly.
Hey, Lockie Neal's joining the Thursday rub tonight, as well as Jake Bowie, too.
Jake's big names. Everywhere.
I know.
All right. Is Brian capable of running straight? Well, asked him. We're going to ask you. Is he capable of running straight and kicking at where he's running to? No.
When he was born, he just dipped out to the side.
Out to the side. All right, Fat.
Yep.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke. It's Tyre Power's Power Up Sale, so you get the power to buy three, get one free on selected Kumo passenger car and SUV tyres at Tyre Power.
Oh, Sonia. Jim.
Yes.
Sonia says, when she was a little girl, she screamed at her parents for 3 days to buy her a pony.
How'd that go?
She got a little horse.
Oh.
No. No, that's not that's not at the level.
It's not bad, Sonia.
No. So is there another one?
No.
That's it.
Sonia only sent one in.
Well, you get a whole book full.
Do you want me to try and find one or
find
something?
Find one. Something better than that. Busy shaking his head. He can't believe it. So he can't believe it.
Just talk amongst yourselves.
We're down on normally there's four or five.
Yeah, I know. Well, Jasper's at the footy, ready to go. I don't know
Joey?
Where Joey.
No, Joey's gone.
He might be there.
Yeah, exactly.
John was having a bad day, Jim.
Yes.
He tried to button his shirt up and the button fell off.
Right.
He picked up his briefcase and the handle fell off.
Right.
He went to open the door and the doorknob fell off. Fair to say he's not going for a piss.
Oh!
Better!
Better! Fat. Better.
Yes.
The first one.
That's fat.
Oh, you brought that to the table yourself.
Exactly. See, I should be. When am I back telling these jokes?
No, back on Monday.
Oh,
so
good.
It's woolly for Sonia, but plastic for
yes,
you.
Yes, there we are. Not bad.
Went for a pee and.
Yeah, no, good. We understand what
good.
Would
you
happen
it?
If you went to the pee.
Yeah, right.
No,
yeah.
It's did you get it?
Oh, yeah. Into the bowl.
Oh, that was a bit flat.
Yeah.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.